Most of the Native American farmers and ranchers in North Carolina are in the southeastern part of the state, and most of them are Lumbee. That's why lawyers and staff opened a temporary claims processing office on Larkus Lowry's farm. It's a 200-acre farm with beef cows, hen houses, corn, and more. Lowry says he was glad to open up his home.
They want to have a neutral place to have it instead of being in town or some political organization. Something that said just out on the farm would be good.
After a dozen years of fighting, it's time for the U.S. Department of Agriculture to make good on the Keeps Eagle $680 million settlement. It's named for George and Marilyn Keeps Eagle of North Dakota and covers discrimination against Native Americans between 1981 and 1999. In some cases, loan requests were denied. In others, checks arrived so late it didn't matter anymore. Farmers ready to file their claims began stopping by Lowry's farm last week and then again this week. It's the only claims processing spot in the state. Doug Locklear is the community resource coordinator for the Lumbee Tribe of North Carolina. He says his family is filing a claim. Locklear says all the Lumbees he knows in Robeson County were raised on a farm.
80% of the Lumbees was raised up on farms. Them farms could be 10-acre farms to 500-acre farms or 1,000-acre farms. I personally was raised up on about a 28-acre farm.
But Locklear says times have changed.
Because of the economic situations and because of things like this year that was associated with it, a lot of them lost their farms, filed for bankruptcy and stuff like that.
Attorney Jillian Hyshaw is managing attorney for the Keeps Eagle settlement claims for Zone 5. That's the southeastern United States. Hyshaw says based on the census and other reports, there may be about 5,000 Native American farmers left in the region, and most of them are Lumbees and the Seminoles in Florida. It's the beginning of the filing period.
But it's going well. Everybody seems happy that it's finally settled and they can finally start receiving their award money. So that's always good to give people, you know, what they deserve.
The settlement claims fall into two categories, Track A or Track B. The Track A settlement is for up to $50,000. Hyshaw says the Track B settlement can go as high as $250,000.
And so you have to have documentation to prove that there was economic harm. They also have to prove that a similarly situated white farmer received preferential treatment.
That may be easier said than done. R.G. Hammonds, also known as Ronnie, owns Double CA Farms in Lumberton. He'd rather not say how many acres he has.
My pappy always told me if you told what you had, you're bragging.
Hammonds is 64 years old and was raised on this farm. There are chicken houses being cleaned out, hay being harvested and fed to the cows, and there are more than a dozen bison roaming near a pond.
The bison had the same journey that the Native American, the first Americans had, the same journey, the same destiny.
Hammond says if Native Americans were given the same consideration as white farmers, they would have been able to maintain their operation better and even expand. He says in the late 1980s, he applied for a federal program to get his debts written off, but was denied.
We had to liquidate livestock to stay current with our obligations. And of course, also, we could not expand. There was opportunities then, farms available. We could have expanded. It was a good time, but that put us in a position. We just had to place hang on.
And Hammond says once you've had a bad year, it's almost impossible to overcome it. Oh, except if you're awarded a settlement from a class action discrimination lawsuit against the federal government. Hammonds doesn't know if he should apply for Track A or Track B. He says he knows his losses are more than $50,000, but if you apply and are denied the $250,000 claim, you're left with nothing. And Hammonds, and probably many others, may not have even filed discrimination papers back then.
Maybe you didn't, and why wouldn't you?
Well, it's about like the military. You somewhat, you stay in rank. You don't break rank. You go with the flow. It may be the thing to do then, but years later when you look back, you realize, hey, I should have done this and should have done that, but that's hindsight.
When the Keeps Eagle settlement lawyers leave North Carolina this week, they're off to Georgia, Alabama, Mississippi, and Florida. And if more farmers need help filing claims, they've promised a return trip to see the Lumbees. Leonita Inge, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.